quite like this. Back in 2020, Trump administration shuttered the Chinese consulate in Houston after detecting espionage. Do you think there needs to be more diplomatic fallout on that scale now?
Look, I think there does. When the Trump administration shut the Chinese consulate in Houston, I spoke with the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, about it. And what they had discovered about the espionage activities being carried out in the state of Texas by the Chinese government was horrifying.
Yeah, it was. It was. More to come on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that Mommy and Daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, she's right smack dab in the middle. She's at ground zero for the 82nd Nevada legislature. Melissa Hardy, Assemblywoman from District 22, will join us, and we'll get the lowdown on what lies ahead over the next 120 days of this session. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Countries have rushed to dispatch aid, personnel, and equipment to help rescue efforts in quake-stricken areas of Turkey and Syria. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells the Salem Radio Network the department is playing a significant role in the recovery effort.
The State Department, our team on the ground in Ankara, team on the ground in the region, will work with the Turkish government to try and figure out what they need, how to get it there. There'll be big efforts, not just U.S. government efforts, but the State Department will work to coordinate with NGOs that can provide assistance.
The European Union has mobilized search and rescue teams to help Turkey, while the 27-nation bloc's Copernicus satellite system has been activated to provide emergency mapping services. At least 13 member countries have offered assistance. Russia also has offered help to Turkey and had been accepted. The death toll now above 2,600. Also at townhall.com, a Trump-Biden rematch, a lot of voters saying not so fast.
It's something that unites Democrats and Republicans, responding to a new ABC News Washington Post poll. They are less than thrilled at the prospect of a 2024 contest between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, preferring new candidates instead. 58% of Democrat respondents prefer someone other than Biden in 2024, while 49% of Republican voters want to see a name other than Trump on the ballot. Rich Thomason reporting.
Authorities in East Palestine, Ohio, say they plan to release toxic chemicals from five cars of a derailed train in Ohio to reduce the threat of an explosion. Residents near that site have been ordered to evacuate. Stocks finishing lower, the Dow off 36 points, the NASDAQ down 119. More at townhall.com.
Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold, the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Relief Factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right? Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
Watch 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. With a new governor, new leadership in Carson City, and state coffers flush with cash, the 82nd session of the Nevada Legislature begins today. The Economic Forum, the nonpartisan panel charged with forecasting the state's revenue for its two-year budget, projects the state will generate $11.4 billion in tax revenue. Governor Lombardo is proposing the largest two-year budget in state history at $11 billion, including a $2 billion increase in funding for K-12 education. The question has yet to be answered, though, is how the money's going to be spent. Local political experts say a partisan split between the branches of government can be quite fruitful. Governor Lombardo is a Republican. The State Assembly and Senate are controlled by the Democrats. Boyd Gaming is joining Raider Nation. The operator of Sam's Town, the Fremont, and California Hotels and other local properties is now the official and exclusive local casino of the Las Vegas Raiders. The partnership gives the company prominent signage and brand placement all throughout Allegiant Stadium.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got a few crashes to look out for right now. Northbound Nellis at Charleston. Thomas and Mack at Paradise. That's a hit and run there. Also look out for an incident. Eastbound Bonanza. That's an accident at Lamb Boulevard.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, it's taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen. Kevin Wall.
Just had a call from Melissa Hardy, Assemblywoman from District 22. The opening ceremonies with the 82nd Nevada Legislature running long. Doesn't look like she's going to be able to make it. She's got a 1:30 appointment that she has to be at. So we may have to rebook her, and we will get her on in the next couple of days. And we'll make sure that we get her on a day when they're not having opening ceremonies. That's not bad. I do want to get to something we talked about on Friday and didn't have a chance to really expound on it. And that is the mess that the National Football League has made of their all-star competition. I can recall when it was headquartered in Hawaii. And it was a pretty cool event. The football wasn't hard-nosed, but it wasn't flag football either. The idea that what happened last year was horrible and should be deep-sixed, I think the game had deteriorated into what amounted to flag football. And the fact is, it just wasn't a very good product. The fact is that what they did yesterday with flag football, it was awful. Anybody out there that watched more than... I watched 20 minutes. That was all I could take. Okay? Anybody watch it? And if so, what'd you think of it? They changed the rules in the middle of the game. I heard Peyton Manning saying, well, wait a minute. No, you're changing, you know, the rules of the game. I mean, you want to talk about taking it as it comes. I mean, it's like, good Lord. This was nothing short of awful. Now, you may disagree with that. You may say, oh, my God, all the glitz and all the glamour. But when you break it down, it's still, you know, dodgeball over the weekend on Thursday. I mean, it was dreadful. And then the flag football yesterday, I thought, was just awful. I would love to know what you thought. And in particular, if you are among the 58,000 people who actually spent real money going to this, it's not a competition. It's not really a game. This event, anybody that actually went and watched, and maybe even, God forbid, you paid money for that product, was it worth it? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm not trying to denigrate the National Football League or criticize them, but the product was substandard. I mean, the great thing about the National Football League is the action is never ending. And this, what we saw, in my view, even at $35, would probably not be worth the price of admission, unless you've never been to Allegiant Stadium and you say, well, I'll just go there just to see the stadium. This is the closest I'll ever get. I'm not going to spend $400 for a concert ticket or, you know, $300 for a Raiders ticket. I'm just not going to do it. I get that. You wanted to see the stadium? Fine. But what I am interested in is your experience yesterday at the Pro Bowl games, flag football. And by the way, if you're a first-time caller, let gentleman Jim know that you're a first-time caller, and he will whisper it in my ear. I will blab it to everybody. We'll give you some extra love. I mean, we always do that. But I just want to find out what your experience was like. And if you were as disappointed, I mean, I knew what it was going to be. And the NFL has a dilemma. You want to honor your all-stars, but is this the way to do it? I'm just not sure it is. I'm sorry, but you know, the NFL, I mean, the NHL All-Star. NHL All-Star game was great. They're playing 3-on-3. Okay, so there's not a lot of defense. NBA All-Star game, not a lot of defense. But at least they run up and down the court. Or in the case of the NHL All-Star game down in South Florida, at least you had people trying. In the Pro Bowl, they weren't even trying. They were laughing. They were giggling their way through it. It was just dreadful. Anyway, jump on the line. We'll get you on here in just a couple of minutes. And again, especially if you were an in-person, you know, customer, somebody that actually spent money, real hard-earned money, was it worth the money you spent? And for those of you that sat at home, did you watch more than 20 minutes of it? I'd be curious to know. I want you to hear from Tom Cotton. He's a senator from Arkansas. And was talking about Joe Biden, the president, and the performance during the China crisis, the balloon crisis. This is cut 3. This is Joe Biden failing the test by the Chinese. This was Tom Cotton, the Arkansas U.S. Senator. Here it is.
Okay, so you're on the Senate Intel Committee. Maybe you can help us out a little bit more with this timeline. General Keane, familiar to our viewers, says it's his belief that we knew about this when it left mainland China. We would have a way to track it over the Pacific. He's questioning why we didn't take it out then. Here's what Bloomberg said about why we didn't know more about it after it entered U.S. airspace January 28th. It says, with such a high-profile trip at stake, meaning the Secretary of State going, keeping it on the down low was key. The White House opted not to inform the American public. Events, however, soon forced Biden's hand. as Lucas has reported and folks I've talked to in the Pentagon as well say, there are these balloons that have gone over before. So at what point do you have to tell the American public or not?
Well, Shannon, what began as a spy balloon has become a trial balloon, testing President Biden's strength and resolve. And unfortunately, the president failed that test. And that's dangerous for the American people. The president was paralyzed for an entire week by a balloon. We should have shot this balloon down over the Aleutian Islands. We should never have allowed it to transit the entire continental United States. And I think there's a lot of open questions that the administration needs to answer to Congress on behalf of the American people about why they didn't. I think part of it is the president's reluctance to take any action that would be viewed as provocative or confrontational towards the Chinese communists. I would say what's provocative and confrontational is sending a spy balloon all across America. But second, I do believe the administration wanted to salvage the Secretary of State's trip on Friday night, and they got through Thursday afternoon. Thankfully, civilians in Montana and the Billings Gazette identified this balloon and blew the whistle on it, and finally the administration fessed up to the American people. It took another 12 hours for the Secretary of State canceled what was already an ill-advised trip. So I think there's a lot of answers for the administration to provide the American people.
You tell me, did the president's performance, I mean, did he do the right thing? I mean, saying that, well, I don't want to blow it up over Kansas because there are people there and people could be killed. I understand that, but the Aleutian Islands, there's nobody there. Nobody! I'm just saying. They could have done this thing differently. And giving the Chinese a week. And by the way, I don't care what they learned. What the Chinese learned was how the U.S. will respond over their airspace. And the answer is they won't do a whole hell of a lot of anything. Anyway, stay where you are. By the way, are you feeling the new economic numbers? I mean the new economic numbers that came out late last week. And the fact is, the White House was taking a victory lap. But is it really justified? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. It's a busy, busy Monday. Don't forget Wayne Allen Root coming up at the top of the hour as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
My Auto Service, serving Las Vegas since 2009. The Lodge family's offering $14.95 smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes. Call 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. My Auto Service.
It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity during tax season because so much sensitive info is all together.
Before we start the annual meeting of Sean's personal info, has anyone seen Social Security number?
Not me.
Nope.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, no.
He's been stolen.
LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can monitor all transactions, but you can save up to 25% off your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveenvywaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We'll get to your calls in a few minutes. I'm looking for people that actually saw the Pro Bowl and, well, Pro Bowl games, excuse me, Pro Bowl games, but in particular saw the flag football competition. And it wasn't even a competition. What am I talking about? Let's just say basically whatever it was, you actually saw it. And in particular, those of you that may have paid money, actual money, I would love to know what your reaction is. If you feel you got your money's worth, was there $35 or $45 or $105 or $200 worth of entertainment yesterday at Allegiant Stadium? What do you think? Here's the number. It's simple and it's free. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And gentleman Jim Dallas, you're kind of like me. You kind of drifted in and out of the thing. I saw about 20 minutes of it and was totally unimpressed. What about you?
Yeah, I watched about 5 minutes here and about 10 minutes there, and then I went back to what I was doing. And, yeah, it is what it is. I think the NFL is trying to improve the All-Star game. Because, and you mentioned it a few minutes ago, Kevin, last year was just a joke. I mean, they were playing a football game as if it were a real football game, and we knew that it wasn't. And there was no defense. It wasn't exciting at all. So I think what they're trying to do is to, you know, get these familiar faces, those people like you and me, we follow the NFL. We're familiar with the All-Stars. Most of these people we know. And I think that's kind of what they're trying to do is they've got their hair down. They're out there. They're relaxed. You can see their faces. They don't have their helmets on. I think it's, you know, kind of a social gathering is what they're turning it into rather than the competition. And I did see the kick tack dough. I don't know if you saw that or not.
I did not.
It wasn't that bad. It was very interesting because, you know, they had the nine spots up there, and you had the long snappers, they would try to hit one of those. And then, of course, you play tic-tac-toe. You try to get the AFC's, three across the board.